1-2 punch they were down the stretch.
ScoresBroadcast.com won't give you time to stretch.
Quickly, three-point shot outside the arc of the left by the Jackson Center Tigers. It's good. It's poured in by Jared Bringer. Coming right back is Bexler with a tray. Good for Anna. Two, three balls in a row, one by each team. Oh, Elkert lets it fly. 26-footer. Oh, wow, what a shot by Elkert up in the rafters here at the Anna Gym.
From one gymnasium to another, we webcast select exciting games throughout Shelby County and in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Scores enjoys covering 80 contests each year, featuring the best in boys and girls high school basketball.
Down the floor to Ivy Wolf. She guns a long three ball. Good. Better find her. Woo. On a break like that. You better find that girl. She is a shooter. Top of the circle, Hosher. Three-point shot, Gebhardt. Bullseye! Kennedy Gebhardt from downtown. My goodness. 23-footer. Caught the pass chest high. Let it fly. All net. It's Dosik stepping inside the line. Bingo! The second long two-pointer for Dosik. Foul line. It goes to Hosher. Deep left corner, Ratterman. Open. Three ball. Buried it. Taylor Ratterman from long distance. She has been on a streak. Hey, Chuck, that was Taylor made.
Oh, we have fun on scoresbroadcast.com and enjoy recognizing those outstanding players.
Jaden Pretty is as smooth a basketball player as I've seen in a long time.
He's pretty to watch.
He is pretty to watch, yes. I like that. But he handles the ball well. If he's having a good game, they're tough to beat. Here's a long trifecta by Zane Chaffee. It's down through the bottom of the well.
I would say if we stick around and do this for a while, we're going to be saying Chaffee quite a bit in the next few years.
I think so. Stewart, Hulskamp, three ball. Good! Good! Riley Hulskamp, a 27-footer.
That play down there with Bixler got them all fired up.
And we've got you fired up for our next tournament webcast. Just one thrilling shot away.
Spin move, up and under. Good! Mark Bixler, herky jerky, shake and bake.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee, and we are here at Pickwick's Garbrey Gym, just minutes away from the first game of our Division IV sectional doubleheader. It is Troy Christian against Covington. These two clubs coming off fine victories in recent sectional triumphs. Covington, a victor over Fairlawn, 67-59. Troy Christian, a victor over Ansonia, 52-45. Covington Buccaneers under head coach Carl Ratterman. Now 10-13 on the year, finished 6-6 in the Cross County Conference, lost a handful of close games over the course of the campaign. Meanwhile, Coach Sawatke's Troy Christian Eagles, 18-5 on the year, 12-2 in the Metro Buckeye Conference, good enough for first place. Troy Christian, a 5 seed. Fairlawn was a 4 seed, team which Covington beat. The Buccaneers played exceedingly well, Chuck, and winning over Fairlawn made the Jets play probably one of their worst 4 or 5 games of the year.
Yeah.
And I really like this contest because the two teams are very even matchups in terms of height. I think Covington wants to push it maybe a little bit more than Troy Christian. The Eagles would like to moderate the tempo, play a little more half court. Covington, as it showed against Fairlawn, will get the ball off the glass and fire it down the floor and try to score before the defense gets set.
Well, I'll tell you, Carl Ratterman's been doing this a long time, and he has had all kinds of success. Hey,
talking to referees here.
Be nice.
Yep.
Been talking about Carl Ratterman at Fort Loramie for many years as an assistant and the head coach. Now down here at Covington, he does an outstanding job, and his leader is Clayton Machino. He's 6'2" senior. The kid's a scorer. He had a kind of a slow start against Fairlawn. He needs to have a good start offensively tonight for the Bucks.
Speaking of Covington, Machino's at 13 points a game. Zach Kuntz,
is a 19-point score in the most recent win by Covington over Fairlawn. Gayden Presser had 18 in that game. Machino scored 13. Spencer Broomball had 10. Balanced scoring for Covington paved the way.
Yeah, and they played really well. They did a nice job on the Pipers, who are two really talented basketball players for Fairlawn. And they really controlled the tempo because Fairlawn loves to run, and Covington did a good job of keeping it at the pace they wanted to play at.
And when Fairlawn got in the half court, Covington double-teamed the Pipers.
What are you going to do?
And Fairlawn just didn't get a lot of good open looks in that game, forced a number of shots when well-guarded. Give Covington all the credit in the world. Meanwhile, Troy Christian was a 7-point winner over Ansonia. That was a pretty even Steven game for two and a half quarters before Troy Christian pulled away to win it. Connor Peters had 17 points, a three-pointer. Isaac Gray, 10 points, a three-pointer. Tyler Jackson had a three. Aaron Gillespie had a three. Brady Clawson had eight. Again, balanced scoring from Troy Christian. That's why this game tonight, Chuck, is too close to call.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to put any money either direction. And again, talking about coaching, Ray Zawoski Jr. comes from an incredible pedigree. His dad, Ray Zawoski, was the head coach at Vandalia with incredible success for many, many years, and he still helps with the Troy Christian program. This is going to be a real good chess match between the two head coaches tonight.
Over the past 9 years, Troy Christian has won the Metro Buckeye Conference six times, finished in second place three times. Troy Christian, by the way, has won two district basketball titles and one regional title. As you noted, Chuck, head coach Ray Zawadzki played for his father at Vandalia Butler from 79 to 81. Ray played college ball at Otterbein. 10 years at Vandalia Butler, six at Tippecanoe. Currently, year number 11.
That's amazing. He looks like he's from about 30 years old still.
Right. 11 years here at Troy Christian for Ray Zawadzki. His overall record at Troy Christian is 190-74. And as you mentioned a few moments ago, this is his first experience at Pickwas Garber Gym for a tournament. He's been just about everywhere else in Division 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Right. He's good coaching that, and he goes around. But since he was at the Troy Christian, they played down at Troy. It's the first year, and they try to balance things up. Pickwa got Newton and Troy Christian this year, with Mechanicsburg moving up to Division 3.
Both of these teams shot right around 70% or just under in their victories in the first sectional games. That is so important because we have seen free throws decide contests in the fourth quarter and during overtimes, i.e. Fairlawn and losing to Covington, 7 of 20 at the stripe, and 3 missed one and once.
Well, rebounding and free throws are a huge key, and then you throw turnovers in there. But that's the same all season long. If you shoot free throws poorly, your chances of winning really go down.
Covington has had Presser and Kuntz crack the boards real hard this year. Those two young men at 6'1 and 6'3 have piled up 14 rebounds a game between them.
Yeah, I was impressed with Covington. You know, you look at their record, and you're thinking, well, you know, they're not a real talented team. But they got some basketball players.
Chuck, you're so right. When you look down over the regular season played by Covington, quickly you can determine that their current 10-13 record could be perhaps, well, just the reverse, 13-10 very easily. A handful of tight losses. One at Tri-County North in overtime, 50-49. 2 games later at New Bremen, 48-47. 3 days later at Lehman, 48-44. Lost at Fairlawn during the regular campaign on a buzzer beater by Ashton Piper, 60-59. Hey, this 10-13 could be as good as 15-8.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a very competitive league. It's not the league, let's say, top to bottom is not as good as the Shelby County League, but they got some good basketball teams in there.
So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com. Let's highlight three new ones before we get very far into this webcast. Mark Jordan for Shelby County Sheriff. Vote JordanSheriff.com. Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna on McCartyville Road. And we're also underwritten in part by Pinnacle Sports Therapy, new in Fort Loramie at 700 East Park. Our anchor underwriting sponsors, and boy, they're good ones. They've been with us a long time. These seven underwriting sponsors, you total up the number of years with us here on scoresbroadcast.com, and it's in excess of 75 total for these seven underwriting sponsors, including, of course, LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, which has been with us since our very inception in 2006-2007. Also, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. In addition, thank you, Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. The Eilerman team of Mark, Scott, and Nick continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go Goffney. GoffneyFurniture.com. We've got you covered. Frisch's in Troy, Tip City in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his very best shot. Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie, a full-service accounting firm for you and your business. The In-Between, just south of Bodkins, where the food's not in between, it's out of this world. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, vets helping vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call Chris North at 937-498-7282 or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. Maury's Landing Restaurant, State Route 362 in Minster, across from Lake Loramie. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner at Maury's. And in Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company in Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulze in Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. As we noted, Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie, new underwriting sponsor. Thank you so much, Jim Spitzer, physical therapist and owner of Pinnacle Sports Therapy. Jim's got 21 years experience working in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. Most insurance companies may not require a doctor's referral to visit Pinnacle. A superb physical therapist like Jim Spitzer is a good guy to know. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Let us help you move forward. We've got the starting lineups for tonight's tournament game between Troy Christian and Covington in a moment, followed by the tip-off. We're back in a couple minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Jordan Sheriff.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Garbery Gym, campus of Pickwa High School. It's a second-round sectional game, or I guess, Chuck, according to the Southwest District Athletic Board, it's not a sectional semifinal. It's a sectional final with district semifinals, what we've called sectional finals in the past, coming up on Friday and Saturday night. The winner of this contest plays the team that triumphs in game two that follows this one, Jackson Center Rushi. The two winners come back Saturday at 7.
There's nothing better than Friday and Saturday night here at Pickwa. The place is always packed, and each game, most of the time, is an outstanding basketball game.
We've got a very good crowd, which is still filing in right now. In fact, in the upper levels here at the Garbery Gym, we've got quite a few seats occupied. The lower levels probably 60% filled. Covington Buccaneers being introduced at our right in the home white with black numerals. Troy Christian in that road green with sort of a black tinge. Green numbers outlined in white. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for the Covington Buccaneers. Spencer Broomball, 5'9", senior guard, 6 points a game. Caden Presser, 11 a game, a 6'1", senior, plays in the post most often. Wes Gooding, 6'1", junior guard. Zach Kuntz, 12.5 a game, 7 rebounds, 6'3", senior, and a power forward. And Clayton Machino, 6'1", senior guard, just under 11 points a game. And the opening tip to start the game was won by Covington. And right away, the Buccaneers get a quick field goal, driving to the hoop and scoring.
Troy Christian.
I'm sorry, Troy. That's what I get for dropping my head, Chuck. Troy Christian with a quick deuce. Clawson got a bucket. Yep. He's an outstanding scorer. And the Eagles go on top 2-0. That is what you call striking fast. Covington Buccaneers attacking the Eagles, who are in a man-to-man. With the ball for Covington, out of the arc is Clayton Machino. Machino looks down inside for teammate Kuntz. Can't find him on the arc to Broomball, who knifes his way into the lane. Below the foul stripe, hits a runner, a teardrop right in front. We're all tied up at 2.
Yeah, once he turned the corner, there wasn't any help.
Nope. Here comes Troy Christian into the forecourt. Barreling down the right side, unguarded all the way to the rim. Banking it home on the run is the fine guard, Gray, for Troy Christian. Action is fast and furious. Covington wants to push it. Buccaneers on a racehorse down the floor. A drive from the right wing off the side of the backboard. But an over-guarding foul against the Eagles on the shot. Tell you what, Chuck, Covington was very effective in beating Fairlawn, playing at times at Fairlawn's pace.
Well, they look good running up and down the floor, and if you're playing against a good half-court defensive team, the best way to attack it is to beat them back.
Free throw shot by Clayton Machino up, perfect. 4-3, Troy Christian leads by a point. Two shots, two makes for Troy Christian so far. Second foul shot, Machino. It swirls around and comes out. Rebound taken down by the Eagles, who dribble up the floor into the right corner. Ball thrown out high to Connor Peters, left side to Lucas Day. Here's a high arching three-pointer straight away by Tyler Jackson. Clanged off the rim, no good. Rebound by Covington, no, knocked away. Troy Christian gets it back. Eagles penetrate the head of the key. Down the right side of the lane. Here's a runner flipped up there by Gray. No good. Rolls off the rim. Rebounded by Covington. Lucas Day, Isaac Gray for Troy Christian. We'll make sure we distinguish. Here is Covington entering the lane. Oh, a nice dish off on the play by Broomball. Short shot inside, no good. Long rebound, Buccaneers. Another drive, no. A follow shot, yes. Wes Gooding. 5-4, Covington captures the lead.
Nice job of staying on the boards that time. They just pounded them good.
2 minutes gone here in the opening quarter. Here is Troy Christian out high with the ball on the weave. Is Isaac Gray. Gray dumped it off into the corner to teammate Brady Clawson, who walked, got away with it. He hits a runner driving down the paint. Ball pushed up by Peters. No good off the heel. Foul called. Defensive personal on Covington, which tried to draw the charge but got there late. Isaac Frantum, a 5'11 senior guard. Connor Peters, 6'2 senior. Isaac Gray, a 6'2 senior. Brady Clawson, a 6'4 senior, and Lucas Day, a 6'1 soft, opening for Troy Christian. Connor Peters fires two free throws up there, both a little too much oomph on them, and Covington snatches the board. 5-4 Buccaneers, 2.5 minutes gone, opening quarter. Outside the arc on the left, it is Machino. He hangs on to it. It's a player, Koontz, cutting through the post. He catches, spins, misses, in and out. Stick back, yes. Caden Presser, Johnny on the spot.
Well, that's two putbacks for him now. 4 points for the young man.
7-4. Covington crashing the boards like it did against Fairlawn. Troy Christian Eagles have the ball deep in the left corner. Here's a baseline drive. Not a lot of room to operate on the play for Isaac Gray. Deflected by Covington, which hustles down the floor. 3-on-2 break. Driving layup. A lot of contact. Shot deflected. No good. Troy Christian gets it back. Eagles down 7-4. Power move in the lane by Clawson. Too high off the window. Long rebound on the arc to Isaac Gray. He triggers. Hit the back brace. Another offensive board by the Eagles. Stolen by Covington. Machino zooms down the floor, throws to Broomball. 7-4 Covington. We played 3.5, opening quarter. Broomball, little jab step, head of the key, doesn't shoot. Gives it up to Machino. He slides into the right corner. Ball lob back outside to Broomball. Broomball retreats to the Indians logo at midcourt. 4:15 to go, first quarter. Covington 7, Troy Christian 4. 25 feet away on the left is Machino. He pops it in. A triple. Machino rose up, let it go on the money. Covington once down 4-2 has reeled off 8 in a row.
They went under the screen that time defensively and gave Machino a real good look at it.
Here is Troy Christian trying to force the action. Isaac Gray wants to work through the top of the circle, get to the foul line and below it. A little too much traffic there. Interference by Covington and a foul. Personal is common, and it will be inbounded by Troy Christian. 3:53 left, opening quarter. Covington leads it 10-4. Ball inbounded to the left-hand jump shooter. Left side of the court, Brady Clawson zeroes in, right on the button. Good inbounds play, Clawson wide open. 10-6, Covington by 4, 3:35 to go, first quarter. 30 feet away on the right. For Covington, it's Jake Hamilton who's checked in. Hamilton gives it up, gets it back, and double dribbles.
He got the ball caught on his hip that time. If he would have held on, he was okay, but he tried to continue to dribble.
10-6 in favor of Covington. Troy Christian enters the forecourt with the ball. 3:28 to go here in the opening stanza. Far left side of the floor, it is Clawson. Clawson leading scorer on the year. Oh, here's a nice pass into the post area. Off balance fadeaway shot from 5 feet is good.
Majors, he's a 6'2 freshman.
Ben Major, just a frosh. Wow, good leaping ability. Don't know how he was able to get up in the air between those two white shirts, Chuck, but he did. It looked like he was going to have to give the ball up, but he tallied the two-pointer from down low. 10-8 in favor of Covington after the basket by Troy Christian, which fouls Covington in the forecourt to our left. We are just to the Troy Christian bench side of midcourt here at Garber Gym.
Coach Sawoski uses quite a coach's box. He's from one end of the court to the other.
He extends it. Four straight points by Troy Christian, 10-8 Covington, 2:55 left in the first. Here's a long three-pointer straight away by Machino behind the screen. Made one like that earlier, missed it. Troy Christian, a run out. Long pass down the floor. Yes, driving layup, Isaac Gray. Six straight by the Eagles, who've tied it at 10. Four court left. It is Zach Koontz with the ball for Covington. Koontz, 6'3 senior. Throws it between the rings to Hamilton. Hamilton gets a screen from Broomball. Flips it to him. He enters the lane. Passes up his shot in close. Gives it to Presser. Baseline left. Now Covington resets. Cross court to Hamilton. Hamilton against Major through the paint area. Out back to the three-point shooter. Koontz way short. Long rebound, though. Trace down by Broomball. He slices into the lane. Might have gotten away with a walk. Has it stripped. Taken away by the Eagles. Troy Christian quickly down the floor. Behind the back goes Day. All the way to the cup. No good. Too much mustard on that shot. Covington's got it. Hamilton storms the other direction. To Machino in the corner. Bingo! A three-pointer. 13-10 Covington.
Scatter court, fast break, and you get your best shooter out in the corner by himself.
Chuck, we said even. Steven, in the pregame, we thought it would be a fine contest. It is. Stellar outing so far between these two clubs. Here is Troy Christian, baseline left. It is Day. Day feeds it off to Gray on the arc. His three-pointer hits the rim. Backboard comes off. Covington jerks down the rebound quickly. Four-court right, Machino. Machino with a nice feed down inside. Layup by Presser is good. Machino made it happen. Presser on the finish. 1:06 to go in the first. Covington up by 5, 15-10. Troy Christian in midcourt. On the dribble, Connor Peters. Peters averaging 9. Throws a cross court for a teammate. Broomball picks it off. Broomball on his horse. Hurries down the floor for Covington. Stops his dribble. Goes cross court to Hamilton. He lobs up a long three-pointer. Missed everything. Easy rebound. Weak side to Troy Christian. 40 seconds left. Opening period. 15-10. Covington by 5. Ball worked to midcourt by Connor Peters. Peters throws deep right corner. Isaac Gray. Gray long. Cross court heave. Run down by a teammate. 24 seconds left in the opening quarter. Here's a baseline pass by Troy Christian, and it skids off the side of the backboard. 22.5 to go, opening period. 15-10 Buccaneers. We've got a chance at the final shot of the period here.
These teams had a couple of runs here in the first quarter.
Yes. Entertaining initial 8 minutes here at Pickwick tonight in this boys' D4 sectional game. Over the timeline, Broomball looks at the clock. 10, 9. High right to Machino. Skips it near side to Broomball. Open three-point try. Short. Rebounded by Troy Christian. 3 seconds left. Into the half court, Lucas Day. Long 35-footer wide left. Quarter closes. Covington leads Troy Christian by 5, 15-10 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna. A new underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com. So many thanks to the folks at Hoing and Hoing. The administration, staff, and associates. New underwriting sponsor, which came on board late in the football campaign, and we are so pleased to talk about Hoing and Hoing. Over 200 years of experience among the Hoing and Hoing employees. Hoing and Hoing has become one of the premier home builders in the area, specializing in custom-built homes on your lot or any of the Hoing and Hoing lots northeast of Kettlersville on Rutger Road. Hoing and Hoing Builders, offering services including home remodels, additions, and outbuildings. For information, phone Hoing & Hoing and start designing your dream home. Call 937-394-7144 for Hoing & Hoing Builders in Anna on McCartyville Road. By the way, Hoing & Hoing is also looking for a highly skilled worker in the construction and finished carpentry field. You'll work with high-quality craftsmen in the area. What you can imagine, we can create. Hoing & Hoing Builders in Anna. Troy Christian with the ball out of the arc. It's Major. High dribble. That's because he is crashed into by Hamilton of Covington. Team foul situation, 3 on Covington, 2 on Troy Christian as we start play here in the second quarter. 15-10, Covington Buccaneers in the lead with 5. Covington trailed 4-2, took the lead at 6-4, hasn't trailed since. Covington's been up by as many as 6 so far in this game. Outside the arc on the left, it's Major. Major against Hamilton. Goes baseline. Right around him. Oh, missed the chippy on the inside. Major got the rebound back, though. Puts it on the deck. Herky jerky move in the lane. Off the window. No, but a foul by Covington. And I tell you what, Chuck, as you alluded earlier, Major, this freshman for Troy Christian, is pretty slippery, tough man to guard.
He jumps well. He's really active. Probably going to spend some time working on his footwork and squaring up to shoot it. He's going to be a player in the future.
Oh, boy. He will be superb. He's pretty good right now as a frosh. Free throw, all net. 15-11, Covington leads. Young man we're talking about, Ben Major, 6'2", freshman forward for Troy Christian. Here is the second free throw upcoming. Chaz Schemmel, 5'11", junior, on the floor now for Troy Christian. He's entered. We'll check the five on the court for both teams in a moment. Tyler Jackson had a wing for Troy Christian. Second free throw here by Major. It hits the heel and falls into the lap of Hamilton of Covington. 4-point lead Buccaneers. First minute, second quarter. Covington in the home white black numerals. Black and gray stripes down the sides of the shorts and jerseys. Troy Christian, the road black. I call it a black-green. Black with a green tint. Green numerals outlined in white. On the bounce, it is Covington. Jaden Barhorst has checked in, 5'10 junior. He's got the ball far side of the floor. Gives it to Machino. Baseline to the driver, Presser. Back out to Hamilton. To Machino straight away. High archer. Hits the back iron. Flies in the left corner of the floor. Caught there by Schemmel of Troy Christian, who brings it down. Tyler Jackson lets one go. Line drive. Look out. Wow. 26-footer. Woo.
That kills my theory. The ball has to be higher than the rim to go in.
The flight of that ball is about 10-6 off the floor. Bad pass, Covington. Troy Christian drives the other way for the lead. Blocked at the basket by Covington, but a foul. 6-10 to go here in the second quarter, 15-14. Covington leads by one, but Troy Christian's got 2 free throws for the lead.
Well, and worse than that, that was Machino's second foul.
Uh-oh. Head coach Carl Ratterman's got a decision to make. Isaac Gray toes the stripe for the Troy Christian Eagles. He bags the first shot. Game tied up at 15. Covington with a couple of changes. Machino has come out, right, Chuck?
No, he stayed in.
Oh, here he is in backcourt. I lost him. Second foul shot by Isaac Gray. Yes. 16-15. Eagles own a 1-point lead. 6 straight by Troy Christian. Overlapping the end of the first and the start of the second. 6 minutes to go till halftime. Troy Christian sags back into defense. Machino handles on the arc. High dribble by Presser. Cross court to Koontz. And the ball is jammed out of bounds by Troy Christian at the end of the Eagles bench. Eagles tried to sell the call to go Troy's way. No dice. Here's Brewball. Puts it on the deck. Around one man. Two men. Blocked by Major. What a defensive stand by the freshman of Troy Christian. Eagles come away with it. Here's Schemmel. Gives it up top of the circle. It goes to Isaac Gray. Gray into the lane area. Loops one up on the run. It kicks off the rim. Rebounding foul. Troy Christian climbed the ladder over the back.
Yeah, that was a good call.
5:33 left, second quarter, 16-15. Covington down one. Buccaneers have trailed at 4-2. And right now by a point. We got Spencer Broomball at guard with Jake Hamilton for Covington. Zach Kuntz on the floor along with Wes Gooding, who's got the ball stolen from him. Then a player for the Eagles is tripped. But here's a run out by Troy Christian. All the way to the rim. Connor Peters slammed off the backboard by Covington.
Buccaneers.
What a play by the Buccaneers. Foul line, Machino, ball to Hamilton in the right corner. Goes down low to pressure, grabbed from the backside by an Eagle defender, Gray. Who got the block here?
Jake Hamilton. He did his best LeBron James on that one. Came from behind and just pounded the ball off the backboard.
5 minutes, 3 seconds to go in the second quarter. Troy Christian 16, Covington 15.
There was a little contact, and the coaching staff down here wasn't happy, but it was afterwards. I think that was a good no call.
Yes, sure was. Good inbounds play by Covington, wide open jump shooter, short corner, missed by Kuntz. Rebound by Troy Christian. Another block by Covington. As an Eagle player scurried right down the pike below the foul line, Peters pumped one up on the way as he motored toward the rim. Covington got a piece of it but fouled. No, it was a charge against Troy Christian.
Yeah, that's the third foul on Peters.
My, oh my. Peters, one of the better players for the Eagles, has got three. Machino, fine player for Covington's got two. Timeout called midway through the second. 16-15, Troy Christian on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Digman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Digman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Digman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
And welcome back to Pickwish Garbury Gym. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, Covington, Troy Christian, and a real scrap. What's a better noun or adjective used to describe this game so far?
I would say scrap is a good one. They're pounding on each other, and the officials, I think, are doing an outstanding job of calling the stuff that matters and allowing them to play.
What we are seeing from Covington tonight, Chuck, is what we saw from Covington against Fairlawn.
Except for the one official who called and said bad things about Ohio State. He's been terrible.
Top of the circle, Hamilton with the ball for Covington, which trails by one. Outside the arc on the right to Kuntz. Kuntz to Broomball. Now Hamilton. Jaden Barhorst is in at guard. He's planted in the left corner. Broomball motions him to go baseline. Uh-oh, Broomball picks up his dribble. He's caught 25 feet out. Gets it to Broomball, though. Coming out to catch, Caden Presser. Ball thrown right side, overplay, Troy Christian, steal, and then a hack by Broomball.
Yeah, they've been stuck at 15 points now for almost the entire quarter.
It was 15-10 Covington after one, a 3 minute 44 second drought for Covington to open action here in quarter number two. Troy Christian has really picked up its intensity at the defensive end. Here's a lob pass by Troy Christian. Gray fed it down inside to Major, who coughed it up. It went out of bounds.
And a good substitution by Coach Ratterman. He waited until they were on defense to put Machino in before they were on offense. So
right.
He can get him in on offense without hopefully not picking up that third foul.
Like it. 4 minutes even left, second quarter. Broomball, timeline for Covington. 25 feet away on the right to Machino. Looks for a cutter. Covington needs a goal to break its drought. Baseline left, Hamilton. Throws it out front to Machino. Machino steps back, tries to fade away, get off the three. Does. He hits the deck. Contact made. Three free throws awarded. How about that? Was that Major who came out to bump into him, Chuck?
Yes, and you need to run by. That's a freshman mistake. You do not want to foul a jump shooter.
Clayton Machino, a trio of free throws for the Buccaneers, and it's way short. Covington stuck on 15 now for better than 4 minutes in the second quarter. One, two, three, four dribbles by Machino. Second of three foul shots. A little more arch on that one, but he's off on the distance. It hit the back rim hard. Yep, Covington needs points to get off the side.
Yeah, he overcompensated for the short one by banging it off the back flange.
Yep, let's see what happens here in the third one.
Should be right down the middle.
He should compromise on the first two. Couple of dribbles. Eyes the bucket. Swish. Just as we forecasted. Game tied at 16.
He's a good shooter. It's not hard to figure he's going to make one out of three.
Right. Covington's first point, nearly 5 minutes. Game even up, 16 apiece. 3:35 to go, second quarter. Here's Schemmel with the ball straight on for Troy Christian. Goes to Major, high left, now to Clawson. Back to Schemmel. 25 feet out, dropped it, got it back. Threw it to Major, head fake, top of the key. Oh, the official saw the foot get dragged.
Me too.
Yes. 3 minutes, 26 seconds to go. Second period of play, game tied at 16. We've only had, what, 7 points scored total in this quarter?
Yes, 6-1.
Broom ball to midcourt for Covington. Checked out by Schemmel. Broom ball still in the bounce. Gets a high screen from Kuntz. Hand off to Machino, who slices into the lane. Left baseline, Hamilton. Short runner. Hit the rim. Weak side rebound attempt, but Covington bobbled out of bounds. Troy Christian ball.
That was a good look. That's a tough shot from the side like that, but still a good look.
Yep, if you can take that shot a few more feet off the baseline, you can use the board.
Yeah.
2:58 to go, second quarter. Troy Christian's defense has really picked it up in the second stanza. Out high right with the ball is Isaac Gray. And he throws it away into the corner. Intercepted by Kuntz. Outlet to Broom ball for Covington. Hands to the trailer, Kuntz. And he didn't get his feet set. He walked with the ball.
That's why you teach kids to jump stop. He did not do it.
Ohio!
2 minutes, 42 seconds left in the second period. Turnovers each way in the last couple minutes of action. And they have slowed down the scoring. Schemmel, Indians logo, midcourt, picked up by Broom ball. Outside the arc, it goes to Lucas Day. Day has an opening drive, left-hand layup. Ooh, it spins off. Rebound, Covington. Covington and Troy Christian tied at 16, 2:20 left in a low-scoring second quarter. Broom ball gave it up to Hamilton, got it back. Far right side of the floor, it goes to Machino. Machino tries to squirm baseline, dealt it to Kuntz, and did Kuntz run out of real estate? On the line.
Out of bounds. Good, yep. Good defense that time by Majors.
Tell you what, that play right there by Troy Christian on defense symbolizes this whole quarter. Eagles have been stout at the defensive end. Covington, 1 point in 6 minutes in this quarter, 1 point in the last 7 minutes of this game. But we're tied up at 16. With the ball is Troy Christian. It's Lucas Day, head of the key. Goes baseline left to a teammate. Awkward drive by Clawson. It rolled off. He got the stick back to go, though. Nice play, Clawson.
Oh, he's a big, strong kid.
He is resilient around the rim. He'll never give up. Covington retaliates. Long three by Hamilton is good. So Covington's three offsets the two by Troy Christian, and the Buccaneers lead it 19-18.
Just like that. Got the lead.
High right with the ball, Clawson. There he goes, forging his way into the lane. Dumps it down to Schemmel, and that pass is stolen by Covington. Three-on-one break. Bobbled almost out of bounds. Troy Christian gets it, though. Covington turned it over. Had a three-on-one. Couldn't convert. A minute to go, first half, 19-18 lead, Covington, nearly a steal by Hamilton, scattered floor, Troy Christian right down the pike, all the way to the rim, up and in. What a play by Isaac Gray. a crevice developed. He took advantage. An overplay out front by Covington allowed him to penetrate. 1 point lead Eagles. 40 seconds to go, first half. On the arc, it's broom ball for Covington. He meets resistance as he tries to drive. He turned it over. Boy, the Troy Christian defensive intensity getting the job done here in period number two.
They got some solid kids. I didn't call the game the other night. I watched it, so I didn't really notice as much. But they got some bulk.
They remind me of Fort Loramie, Chuck.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, that Brady Clausen, I guarantee he played football. If he didn't, how sad.
30, 29, 28 seconds to go, first half. Troy Christian is up one after trailing by as many as six in the first quarter. Eagles were down five at the end of the initial 8 minutes. 15, 14 seconds to go. Head coach Zawatsky right in front, barking out signals. 10, 9. You can bet it will go to Clausen. He's got it high left. Gives it up. Overplay by Hamilton, a theft. Driving, shooting. Oh, tried to dunk it and blew it. The rebound comes down to Troy Christian as the first half comes to an end. Well, that was a case of you didn't need to stuff it, just lay it in and get the lead at the break.
You need to take the lead. Yeah. That was a very, very poor decision.
Troy Christian 20, Covington 19 after two quarters of play. Again, so many thanks to new underwriting sponsors. Mark Jordan for Shelby County Sheriff, VoteJordanSheriff.com. Hoying and Hoying Builders, McCartyville Road in Anna, and Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, located on Route 47, just west of I-75. That's West Michigan Avenue for Goffney. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. High quality furniture priced just right. The highest quality furniture for your dining and living areas, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. We're priced to fit your budget, too. And you'll also find a perfect-fitting mattress by using the new innovative support report system. Come in and try it. You'll feel the results. Visit our showroom, too, with hundreds of room layouts, new inventory of furniture always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. We're back in a moment with our Wilson Health Sports Medicine Halftime Report. Troy Christian 20, Covington 19 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster. The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Your radio on the phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. as announced here a few minutes ago, Chuck. This is game number 150 for us in 14 years here at the Pickwick Garbery Gym.
Yeah, that's not shocking. Been here a long time. This is my 35th year. I kept the scorebook for 25, and I've been doing this with you for 10. So I've been here a long time myself.
So it's your 150 times 5.
Yeah, I would say. Yeah, I was here for all. I've never missed a game.
Halftime report presented by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. 1-point lead, Eagles over the Buccaneers.
Well, looking at the rebounding, Covington had a 14-13 rebounding advantage. Both teams have 4 offensive rebounds, 9 turnovers for the Buccaneers. Troy Christian turned it 7 times. 3 of 6 from the free throw line for the Eagles. 2 of 5 from Covington. Both of them need to pick that up a little bit. Individual scoring for Covington. They were led by Clayton Machino with 8. They got 6 from Caden Presser, 3 from Jake Hamilton, 2 from Spencer Broombaugh. They scored 15 and only 4 in the second quarter. Troy Christian led by Isaac Gray with 8, Brady Clausen with 6, and 3 from Ben Majors, 3 from Tyler Jackson. They scored 10 each quarter and lead it 20-19 at the half.
Chuck, what I started to see in that second quarter was exactly what Troy Christian did to Ansonia in beating the Tigers 52-45. That was a tight game for a while, and then Troy Christian began to impose its will, its defensive muscle on Ansonia, and that helped turn that game around.
They are definitely stronger inside than Ansonia was, and that Covington is. Covington's making up for it by really hustling. I mean, they've got a rebounding advantage even against that size in the first half.
The Buccaneers missed a handful of very makeable shots in quarter number 2.
Well, they missed that dunk at the end, and that just needs to be a layup for the lead at the half. You know, he's a kid, not giving him a bad time, but you know, I can see the excitement in him to go ahead and slam that. But you need the 2 points in a game like this.
We're about 4.5 minutes away from the start of the third quarter. That's our halftime report. 1-point lead, Troy Christian over Covington. Here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Meiring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Meiring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab, all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Halftime brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Wilson Health Sports Medicine, the official sports medicine provider for 12 area high schools, including Sydney, Layman Catholic, Fort Loramie, Anna, Houston, Fairlawn, Christian Academy, Jackson Center, Botkins, New Bremen, Minster, and New Knoxville. Certified athletic trainers work with high school athletic programs to provide on-site services for student athletes. It is Troy Christian 20, Covington 19, a couple minutes away from the start of our third quarter. At stake, a berth in Saturday night's sectional championship or district semifinal, whichever way you want to term it. We've got a Jackson Center Rushi contest coming up after this one. The two winners tonight collide on Saturday. Then don't forget, tomorrow night we're right back here for the upper bracket sectional championship or district semifinal featuring Fort Loramie and Botkins. Tip off at 7, webcast time 6:40. How do you handicap that one, Chuck?
Well, I'll tell you one thing, this gym's going to be packed, it's going to be loud, and if Botkins can handle the physicalness of Fort Loramie, they did the first time they played at Fort Loramie late in the season, they did not at all, and Loramie won that thing by, I think, like 18 or 20 points.
Yep, 52-34.
So if Botkins can handle the physical pressure of Fort Loramie, then they'll be in the game. But if they can't, my money's on Fort Loramie.
We've got a number of seniors in this game currently tonight that are recognized right now by LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. LaCal, a founding underwriting sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com. We could not have launched in 2006-2007 without the assistance of LaCal Equipment. We thank the administration, staff, associates at LaCal so much. The LaCal at halftime highlights student athletes who excel in athletics and academics. For Troy Christian, several seniors, Isaac Frantum, Jordan Eisenbarger, Connor Peters, Isaac Gray. Both Peters and Gray are starters. Nathan Waltz, a senior. Tyler Jackson, a senior. He plays a lot. Aaron Gillespie, a senior. Leading scorer, Brady Clausen, a senior. For Covington, 1, 2, 3, 4 seniors. Spencer Broomball, Caden Presser, Zach Kuntz, and Clayton Machino. We'll talk a little more about LaCal Equipment, which recognizes our seniors tonight, in just a minute. LaCal, Chuck, moved here to Jackson Center.
L.A., California.
L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. You've heard the story. That happened in 1982. Here's Covington, Covington with the ball to start the third quarter. Good post-up move. Low on the left by Kuntz. Five-footer up and in.
A good ball movement that time. That was a good shot.
21-20. Covington has overtaken Troy Christian. First half minute. Third quarter of this game. Eagles with the ball to her left. Here's Clausen twisting and turning in the lane. He got a man on his wrist. I should say Tyler Jackson couldn't get the shot to go. But someone for Covington put the clamps on him, and he's awarded two free throws.
Yeah, they called it on Presser, and he did a good job until he hacked down. They're going to call that every time.
Yeah, Jackson and Clausen. Boy, they're rugged. They're strong.
Big, strong kids.
Well built. Finely conditioned. First free throw good by the Troy Christian foul shooter, Tyler Jackson. Second shot. Little too much oomph on it, but Covington was in the paint area too soon.
Yep, stepped in too quickly. No excuse for that, even if you're the one that's supposed to be boxing out the shooter.
Game tied at 21. Another free throw opportunity for the lead for Jackson, and he connects. 22-21, Troy Christian up a point. Four court to a right, it's Broomball to Hamilton. Hamilton's got it for Covington. Looks for the cutter, can't find him. Goes baseline to Kuntz. Kuntz overthrows Broomball. It sails over his head into backcourt. Hamilton tracks it down for the Buccaneers. That's a violation.
Over and back.
What's the turnover count for Covington, Chuck?
That's their 10th.
Boy, they have mounted ever since the late stages of the first quarter. Troy Christian has turned the Buccaneers over often. Here is a fine drive by Clausen. Look at him go to work. A spurt down the lane. Up and in with the left hand. Wow. That is a high-profile move right there. Woo! Clausen turned the corner. It was see you later. A blistering drive. Covington counters. Hamilton in the lane. Post up seven-footer. No good. Stick back is in by Kuntz. 24-23. Troy Christian's lead had been three. Now it's one. Boy, did Clausen turn the corner like a lightning bolt.
Yeah, he did. He got to the rim before anybody knew he was coming.
Here's Schemmel, top of the circle. Goes to Jackson. Jackson enters the lane. Pivots. Doesn't shoot. Right back to Schemmel on the arc. Three-point territory. It's Connor Peters. Here's a step-back jumper by Peters. Yes, he's got it. He was straddling the arc. Give him a deuce. About as lengthy a two as you can have. 26-23. Eagles up three. 5:50 left, third quarter. Ball whistled around the top of the circle by Covington. Down to the right to Caden Presser. Here's Koontz. Koontz enters the left side of the floor. Telegraphs a pass. Troy Christian nearly steals. They bust it up out of bounds.
Yep, the pass was not great, but there's a lot of standing happening right now.
5:39 left to go in the third. Ball inbounded by Covington. Koontz threw it in, got it back. He enters the lane, now deals to Broomball. Left corner, Hamilton. Hamilton stops from 10 feet. Short corner jumper, no good. Rebound, yes. Koontz again.
Koontz has all six here in the third quarter.
Oh, he's keeping the Buccaneers right in the thick of it. 26-25. Troy Christian by one. Just over five to play, third quarter. Outside the arc on the right, it's Clausen for Troy Christian. Here's Peters again. A step back triple. He's flattened to the floor. Fouled. He'll get a trio of free throws.
That's the third foul on Machina.
Oh, boy. The third one on him. And head coach Carl Ratterman says to Clayton as he walks to the bench, I can read his lips, what was that all about?
Wow.
That's at least the second time in this game we've had a three-point shooter fouled.
Second time.
Covington had three free throws in the first half in a similar situation. Could only can one.
Yep, now he's made two in a row.
Two in a row, three in
solid,
a row.
Pretty solid free throw shooter.
Well done by Connor Peters. He rattles in the third after swishing the first two perfectly. And Troy Christian's got his biggest lead of the night, 29-25. 4:56 to go, third quarter. Hamilton outside the arc on the left to Presser. Broom ball in the corner. Now Machino, 25 feet away. Swings it to Hamilton. Oh, he staggered and walked. He clearly did. He looks at the referee. Really?
Yeah, you can't catch the ball and take two steps without dribbling it.
A no-doubter. 4:46 left, third quarter. Troy Christian up four over Covington, 29-25. Right wing, it's Clausen. Lobs it baseline right to Peters. Oh, a nice handoff to Clausen. He fed him, and Clausen finished. Troy Christian on a roll. 31-25. Eagles up six. Covington needs points in the worst way. Koontz looking for the ball, cutting to the rim. It's not delivered to him. Instead to Broomball. Right corner, Hamilton sets and shoots the three. It hits the heel. Kicks right back out to Machino. Covington controls. Now Broomball. 4 minutes left, third quarter. Covington Buccaneers had 15 points with a minute left in the first quarter. Here's Broomball. Oh, a great drive down the lane. Went up to shoot. Dished it to a teammate who scored.
Nice play.
Caden Presser got the field goal, and he was belted on the shoulder as he laid it through.
Nice play by Broomball, and they needed that.
Uh-huh. Covington with a statement goal there. They retained the ball after one miss. Had it for 40 seconds or so. Finally got the field goal. Caden Presser at the stripe to convert on the three-point play. Free throw hits the rim twice, three times. Kerr, plunk, it falls in.
Looks like a pitching wedge.
31-28, Troy Christian lead. Eagles' six-point advantage trimmed in half on the three-point play. Here is Major. Major knife to the lane, all the way to the cup. Hooks it up. No good. It's spun off. Rebound by Covington. Quickly down the floor, Broomball. Three-point shooter, Koontz. Look out. Way short. And let's see. We've got a rebound below the rim on Covington, and the player was grabbed. Ball out of bounds to Machino, the playmaker. Boy, did the Buccaneers need that three-point play the old-fashioned way badly.
They needed it. And I'll tell you what, Koontz had a good look at it that time, and he's been on a roll. I don't mind that shot.
Here's Machino to Koontz in the corner, and the ball is splattered out of bounds by Major. Boy, Troy Christian's defense, since very late in the first quarter of this game, has been extremely tenacious. Ball lobbed into backcourt to Wes Gooding for Covington, which trails by three. Now Machino. Straightaway Koontz, left side Hamilton. Machino on top, shot fake. Gives it off to Broomball in the corner. Now Wes Gooding. Far left wing, Machino. Machino's checked tightly. It's Broomball working his way down the lane. Stolen! Taken away on the play by Troy Christian. Charging the other direction is Lucas Day, and the ball is knocked out of bounds from behind.
Well, I'll tell you what, that was Machino, and he did a nice job of taking the ball away, but that could have been number four.
Yeah, he hooked it from behind, got a piece of the leather, drove it out of bounds, saving 2 points, and somehow, some way, not committing his fourth. Ball inbounded by Troy Christian into the lane to Major, off balance, lost it, coughed it up. Rebound Covington, reverse layup the other way is good. Machino, 31-30. Covington has crawled back to within one. Boy, that was a lickety-split fast break after the Troy Christian live ball turnover. One-point game, 31-30. Eagles with the ball, 2.5 to go, third quarter. Driving Lucas Day down the left side of the lane. Hooks it up with the left hand on the go and makes it.
That's a tough shot.
Heck of a play by Day. Covington forecourt right, and the pass goes off the fingertips of Coots into the Covington bench. 2:26 remaining here in the third quarter. About 95 seconds ago, Troy Christian had a 6-point lead. Covington trimmed it down to one. It's now back up to three. Turnover Covington. Troy Christian's got the ball again. Here's a drive. A pass in the left corner to the jump shooter. It's good. A long bomb by Isaac Gray. He ripped the cords, all nylon, all set up by Jackson, who penetrated, and he drew two or three men, leaving Gray wide open. 6-point lead restored for Troy Christian. Covington with the ball. It's Caden Presser. Here's a long three by the Buccaneers. Machino lets it fly. Bingo!
Put you one out of your senior leader.
Machino from distance, 36-33. Troy Christian, 6-point lead, chopped in half. Minute 38 to go here in the third quarter. As the scoring pace is picked up, here's Schemmel in the half court, drives toward the corner for Troy Christian, and he's upset on the play. Common foul against Covington.
You got four Jackson Center assistant coaches up there, all taking notes on this game.
Ball inbounded to Schemmel for Troy Christian. Now it goes on the arc to that same driver again, right down the lane, hooked up on the run by Lucas Day, and he converts, and he's fouled.
The sophomore's taking advantage of his playing time.
Tell you what, Chuck, Troy Christian knows how to drive it hard to the rim and convert.
Well, he gets that first step around, and then Covington's in trouble.
Free throw hit the back rim twice. Loose ball rebound picked up by Troy Christian. Five-footer by Jackson, in and out. Rebound out of bounds below the hoop. Whose possession is it?
They're discussing it. The original call was Troy Christian.
Eagles coaches right in front. Referees confer and get it straightened out. It's Covington possession. 38-33. Troy Christian on the field goal, but missed free throw. Leaves the advantage at five. Covington counteracts. A minute 18 to go, third quarter. Buccaneers down five. Outside the arc on the left, it's Machino. Straight away to Broomball. Thought about driving against Schemmel. That's been pretty much a stalemate at guard. Here's a long three-pointer outside the arc, right flank by Machino. Off the rim, high in the air. Ball bounded into the left corner. Picked off there by a Covington cheerleader. It will be Eagles possession. Final minute, third quarter. Biggest lead for Troy Christian, six. It's now five. Chance to go up seven or eight before the quarter break. Catching far left wing, Lucas Day. There he goes again. Barreling from the left corner all the way to the cup. Up and good. Boy, he's like a runaway locomotive. Lucas Day, unstoppable. 7-point lead, Troy Christian. Here is Covington. Trying to send cutters through the lane one after another. It's fed to Kuntz, and he's wrapped up. Common foul. Troy Christian, Eagles, Chuck. Relentless driving to the basket.
You're right. It looks like a runaway train when he gets that left hand going to the basket.
Oh, he does. 35 seconds to go in the third quarter. Covington down 7. Buccaneers need points in the worst way before the quarter finishes. Ball inbounded to Machino, 30 feet out. Machino on the deck. Gives it to a teammate, far left wing. Jump shot downtown. Good! Three-pointer, Wes Gooding.
That was huge.
Big-time answer by Covington, which is down 4. Gooding on the triple. 15, 14, 13 seconds left. Troy Christian with possession. 10, 9. High post, it goes to the freshman, but 5 seconds have been called, 7 or 8 feet away from him. By the time the ball was given to Ben Major, 5 seconds had been called on a guard out front. Here's broom ball for Covington. 5 seconds left. He slides into the lane, and he did slide. He dragged the tennis shoe. Big turnover. Troy Christian gets it back. 4.9. Tenth of a second under 5. Third quarter. Covington now with 4 white shirts in backcourt. Here comes Troy Christian. 4, 3. Here's Day. Left-handed heave. Little short and off to the left as he let that one go from about 50 feet. Very intense, highly spirited third quarter. Covington down 4 to Troy Christian. 40-36 on scores.broadcast.com.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
This is scores.broadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, your radio on the phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley.
Well, it's going to be Troy Christian basketball. This is a big possession to start the fourth quarter.
Chuck, this is a heck of a game. We called it. We forecasted it so in the pregame.
20-17 that quarter. That was a lot of offense. Well played by both teams.
37 points of production by the two clubs in the third period after a somewhat sluggish second.
39 points total in the first half.
Yes. And a dismal second quarter offensively. Overplay by Hamilton, far side of the floor for Covington. Nearly a steal. Out of bounds. Eagles retain it. 4-point lead, Troy Christian. Here are the Eagles inbounding into backcourt. It is fed there to Isaac Gray. Gray up the right side to a teammate who bobbled. Isaac Gray gets it back. Head of the circle and goes to Brady Clausen. Now the ball swung to Lucas Day. Overplay by Covington. Prevents Day from getting all the way to the rim, but he shovels it from 5 feet and still draws a 2-shot foul.
They did a nice job of, they talked about it, I guarantee you, and they jumped on his left hand that time. He had a nice whirl into the lane and drew the foul, almost made the basket.
Lucas Day is having his day.
He is a sophomore.
Free throw bouncing, it is no good. Yeah, Day just as soft. Major, a very good freshman. This team does have several seniors, but it will return good young talent next year. Second free throw by Day. Makes it. 41-36. Troy Christian by 5. Opening half minute, fourth quarter. Covington with the ball. Forecourt right. Hamilton straight away. Outside the arc to Gooding. Deep right corner. Gooding. Hamilton. Machino thought about letting loose with the 3, didn't. Fed it to Hamilton, foul strike. Deep right corner, Machino wants to penetrate. Oh, finds a man wide open, short corner left side. Kuntz's shot, get it off the rim. Rebound, Troy Christian. Long pass down the floor, caught by Clausen. Oh, a great reverse layup. Troy Christian heaved it 60 feet. Covington had 4 offensive players around the offensive basket after the miss. Eagles on the breakout, go up seven, their biggest advantage. Here's a drive by Hamilton for Covington. Oh, it hit the rim oddly. Hung up there for a while, in it went.
He lost it. It was rolling down his arm when he put it up on the rim.
That's a good description, Chuck. 5-point lead. Troy Christian, Buccaneers needed that goal. Deep in the left corner, it's Major. Major slices it through the lane. He's open all the way to the rim. Whoops it in, a three-footer right in front. Troy Christian, ever since the second quarter, has gotten to the rim, Chuck, about whenever it wants.
Getting ready to say the exact same thing. You took the words out of my mouth.
Shot fake on the arc by Kuntz. Then he makes a drive, darting to the rim, fouled, holding against Troy Christian. 6:07 left in the fourth quarter. Troy Christian with its biggest lead, 7, 45-38. In so many ways, this game reminds me of the Troy Christian win over Ansonia. The muscle, the strength, the physical fortitude of Troy Christian began to take hold against Ansonia, as it is right now against Covington, until this three ball by Hamilton. Inbounds play behind a double screen. He arched in a 25-footer high right.
That's a great answer right there. Boy, they needed that.
Covington has continued to hang around. 45-41. Troy Christian by four. Herky jerky move into the lane by the freshman all the way to the rim. Major. Two Covington players fell down. They wanted the charge. A good no call. Major concludes it. He banks it in. Another real short make by Troy Christian. 30 feet away with the ball for Covington is Jaden Barhorst. And a quick tie-up is ruled. Covington does keep it. 5:30 left in the fourth quarter. 47-41. Troy Christian in the lead by six. The winner of this game will play on Saturday night at 7 against the team that triumphs in our second game tonight. Jackson Center versus Rushi. Here's Hamilton. Here's Machino. Clawson draws that assignment right now. Oh, here's a great play. Machino to Kuntz down the lane. Shot blocked. Taken away by Troy Christian.
Yeah, that was Day.
Day comes right back on the arc. Thinks about gunning it. Doesn't. Gives it up between the rings to teammate Isaac Gray. Gray and Day play pitch and catch. Now here's Major. He angles across the lane area. Pitches to a three-point shooter in the corner. A long one is no good. Missed by Jackson. Rebound comes down to Covington. Here's a three-point shot. Left wing Buccaneers. Air ball. Wow. Long rebound, though, to Hamilton. Tries to answer. In and out. Tough break. Rebound, Troy Christian. Up six. 4:32 to go. We are in the fourth. Between the rings, Schemmel at the Indians logo at midcourt. Overplay out high, but Machino went for the steal against Day and slapped him on the arm.
That's four on Machino.
And head coach Carl Ratterman doesn't bat an eye. Machino's got to continue.
You got to play. You just got to be smart. He's a senior. Should be able to play with four fouls.
Inbounding Lucas Day for Troy Christian right in front of us. And the Eagles get a timeout. Head coach Zawadzki didn't see developing on the floor what he preferred. 4:22 left in the game. 6-point lead Eagles on scoresbroadcast.com.
Lickow Equipment in Jackson Center is a founding sponsor of scoresbroadcast.com. Lickow manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors around the world. Lickow supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, and salt spreaders, for example. Its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Lickow. Locally, Lickow is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs, and ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago, all thanks to the support from Lickow Equipment in Jackson Center.
Well, possession, Troy Christian, 4:22 remaining in this game. Eagles possess a 6-point spread. Here's a long lob from out of bounds by Day, and his intended receiver, Major, slipped, fell to the floor. It goes out of bounds. Eagles bench thought that Major was shoved. It looked to me like he fell down.
I couldn't tell.
He was going around a Buccaneer player and went down. Buccaneers now down six with the ball, deep right corner. Machino fades away, short. That was a three-point shot to cut it to three. Troy Christian garnered the rebound. Empty possessions each way. Troy Christian up six with the ball. Day at the foul line. Works it to Major. He got away with the walk. Glides through the lane. A lot of contact. Offensive foul, Chuck?
They call offensive foul. That would have been 5-1 Machino if they would have called it the other way. I think that's a good call, though.
Yes. Looked like he took steps before he did put the ball down on the floor.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, yep. You're right. Yep. Would have saved him a foul if they would have called that.
Right. 3:53 to go in the game. Empty possessions. Cropping up here. Midway point fourth quarter. 6-point lead being nursed by Troy Christian. With the ball, broom ball for Covington. He and Schemmel have been a stalemate out high. One has offset the other. Here's Hamilton. Oh, finds Kuntz down low. Kuntz has the angle to the rim. Good for two. Hamilton with a nice feed. 47-43. Troy Christian by four. 3:25 to go here in the fourth quarter. Here's Day with the ball 25 feet out. He goes to the foul line. Sloppy dribble. It's loose. Oh, Machino nearly stole it. Double dribble. Troy Christian.
He's done a nice job handling the basketball. That time he got out of control a little bit.
Sitting down, the freshman Major for Troy Christian. Back on the floor is Isaac Gray for the Eagles. 3 minutes, 8 seconds left. We're at crunch time. Covington down four. Top of the circle, Hamilton. He slapped on the arm. Ball loose, gets it back. No harm, no foul. Here's Broomball in the lane. He drags the pivot foot. Covington bench one at a time out. It's ruled a turnover. That's a big one. Wow. 2:57 to go here in the fourth period. 47-43. Troy Christian by four. Chuck, we've had about six empty possessions straight.
Oh, yeah.
Or six out of seven empty possessions. Covington to get
scored, did score a basket, yeah, down there to cut it to four.
Yeah, Buccaneers did get a two-pointer. But six of the other last seven possessions, no points. Dribble drive through the lane. Isaac Gray, he got the corner turned. Defensive body foul by Covington. I tell you what, Troy Christian gets this motion offense going. They get you in the windmill. They just grind you down.
You got to step, and no, they're not getting any backside help on this thing.
Isaac Gray, free throw line, fouled in the act of shooting. Foul shot, dead center.
He's 3-for-3 from the line.
Troy Christian shoots them pretty well. They are up five. Eagles lead it 48-43, 2:34 to go in the game. Gray second shot, front rim, backboard. It rolls through. 6-point lead, Troy Christian. 2.5 left here in the fourth quarter. Here's a pass by Covington on the arc to the cutter into the lane area. Machino swiped away by Troy Christian. Out of control, down the lane goes Gray. Shot blocked by Covington. Buccaneers come back. Machino, long cross-court to Broomball. Broomball from 15 doesn't shoot. To Hamilton, out back he does. Swish! Swish! Three-pointer Hamilton. Three-pointer Hamilton. Time out, Buccaneers. 2:05 left. Three-point game on scoresbroadcast.com.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect Jordan Sheriff.
Brookins in Fort Loramie, well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturdays at Brookins, two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. Owner Carl Orange creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere at Brookins, which is perfect for anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. Enjoy the new late-night menu open till 2:30 a.m. Thursday through Saturday. You can't beat Brookins. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Like them on Facebook. BrookensPub.com, BRUCKENS, pub.com. Troy Christian ahead to three. A minute 53 left in the fourth quarter. Here's a back cut play by Troy Christian. Oh, it's monitored nicely by Covington, which steals. Yes. Machino got a long arm in there.
Yes, he did.
Covington can tie it with a triple after the turnover by the Eagles. Good theft by the Buccaneers. Alert play. A minute 30 to go. Fourth quarter. 49-46. Troy Christian. It's Broomball on the dribble. Still controlling. Goes left corner. Machino hooks a pass down inside to Kuntz. He was bothered a little bit. Lost the ball. It was jarred free. And Covington loses it to Troy Christian.
Man, not a very good possession down three.
Nope. Minute 12 to go. Troy Christian spreads it. 17 fouls on Covington. With the ball for the Eagles. 30 feet out is Gray.
Machino can't foul, but he just did.
Uh-oh. Troy Christian was starting to milk the clock. Clayton Machino came out, overguarded, and picked up foul number five. 1-1 for Connor Peters. Very good foul shooter is Peters.
Pretty much comes down to Hamilton now. He's got an 8-point quarter going. He's made three threes in the game, and they're going to need a couple of threes if they're going to win this thing.
61 seconds to go, 49-46. Troy Christian by three over Covington. 1-1, Connor Peters for the Eagles. Took the ball from the referee and flung it up there right away and missed it. Covington's got the board. A triple will tie. 50 seconds to go. Hamilton on a weave. Straight away, Kuntz opening down the lane. Running bank shot. No blocking foul. Troy Christian. Two free throws, Kuntz.
He hasn't been to the line yet this evening.
Nicely done by Zach Kuntz. 12.5 points a game. He slid his body a little bit to the right at the last second, so that when he made contact, it wasn't square. The official noticed that. Gave the offensive player the benefit of the doubt. The free throw by Kuntz. Boy, it rattles forever. It is good eventually.
That's a shooter's touch.
It hung up there for a while. Shook in the cylinder. Stayed home. Second shot, Kuntz short. Off to the left. Rebound, Schemmel. Troy Christian by two. 40 seconds to go in the game. Eagles spread the floor. Covington's got another foul to give, and before it does occur, Coach Zawadzki gets a timeout for the Eagles, who lead but two. It's a full timeout, 37.9 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Gives us a chance to tell you all about Barker Insurance, located north of I-75, south of Anna, north of Sydney. For many years, Barker Insurance, number one. It's the most valued insurance agency in the area, serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972. Barker Insurance will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you, representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and more. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857. Don't forget, we'll go offline for several minutes when this game closes. We'll have a brief wrap and then return about 8 minutes or so before the start of the second game tonight. You'll hear some Van Halen jump in advance of our pre-recorded opening. And then we will be back live before the tip of Rushi and Jackson Center in the second game of our doubleheader. Here's Troy Christian right in front of us trying to inbound the basketball. And Covington's defense is rock solid. And Troy Christian turns it over. The 5 seconds elapsed.
They tried to get the timeout, but they did call it too late. That was a good five count.
And the Covington Buccaneers get a timeout. Oh, the plot thickens, Chuck.
Oh, man, as a coach, you're like, ugh. You got three assistants.
Troy Christian surveyed the floor before making the inbounds pass. Carl Raderman, head coach of Covington, set up a super tight net defensively. Troy Christian couldn't get it in. In 5 seconds, just came to fruition when the Eagles requested a timeout, which was deemed to be too late.
I had to fight the coach in me. I almost yelled timeout.
Well, the scoreboard clock is counting down from a minute.
There's 29, 30 seconds right in that area, if I'm not mistaken, right in that area.
Okay. Again, to recap, our score, 49-47. Troy Christian by two over Covington. Troy Christian hasn't scored in a while.
They had 20 in the third quarter. They've only scored seven here in the fourth.
Right, and haven't put points on the board in the last nearly 2 minutes. A drought for Troy Christian. Each team with several empty possessions in the last 4 minutes of this game. The offensive possessions have been intense. They have been high-pressure-packed offensive possessions.
Covington's going to have to do this without Machino, who's on the bench with five.
Machino is fouled out. He's not on the floor. Broomball's got the ball for Covington. 30 seconds left in the game. Troy Christian by two. Here's Broomball, right flank. To Hamilton, head of the key. Steps inside the arc, 16-footer. Swoosh! He's got it. He's got it. We're all tied up. We're all tied up. 21 seconds to go in the game. 49-49. 10 points for Hamilton here in the fourth. 11 seconds to go. Troy Christian feeds the high post. It is Clawson. Clawson drags the pivot foot, but the officials gave the timeout to Coach Zawadzki before the travel was called.
I think that was a good call. He had the timeout, but he did drag his foot coming across the lane.
He did, and we've worked the clock down to 6.8. What can you do, Chuck, with the ball out at side court, about free throw line extended with 6.8 to go?
I think, personally, I let Clawson, who's got the size, inbound, and then try to screen for him coming off of that and get as good a look as you can with him. The other thing you can do is back screen, but I don't think Coach Ratterman's going to allow them to set a back screen and let somebody get open under the basket.
What a terrific clutch fourth quarter by Jake Hamilton of the Covington Buccaneers.
My goodness, yeah, he's got 10, 13 for the game, but 10 in this quarter.
The 6'3 junior has sparkled for the Buccaneers. He's kept him in it. And the lead did swell to 7 at least once or twice. Did it ever get to 8, Chuck?
I think 7 was it. I think 7 was the biggest.
Troy Christian had 2 or 3 six-point leads. Covington answered with a long triple once, a three-point play the old-fashioned way once to cut the six-point deficits in half.
Yep.
And right now we're tied. 6.8 to go, 49-49. Shovel will inbound right in front of us, even with the top of the circle. He looks. He throws top of the circle to number 4, the driver. A late handoff to Clawson. Layup is good. And then Covington gets a timeout. Covington gets a timeout. Oh, what a play by Troy Christian. That was worked to perfection.
Oh, boy.
From side court. It was thrown inbounds to... Was it Clawson who drove and fed it to Peters?
No, Clawson got the basket.
Peters drove and fed it to Clawson.
Yep. You almost guaranteed they were going to get the ball to Clawson that time. Covington had no choice but to come off and get on Peters, and Clawson got a nice, easy look on the layup.
And it was a brilliant drive by Connor Peters. Outstanding player, 6'2 senior wingman for Troy Christian. He split the heart of the Covington defense, and that's what Troy Christian has done quite well all night long.
All night long. He's got 14, and that was a well-designed inbounds play right there.
And it happened so fast. Covington was shocked.
Yeah, 6.8, and all of a sudden, I mean, he's in the lane before you knew it.
In heartbeat fashion, the Troy Christian Eagles got Connor Peters to turn the corner and bust the gut of the Covington defense. And a couple of Buccaneers had to come off their men and swarm him. That left Clawson open, and with 1.1 to go, a second and a tenth, Covington gets the ball out of bounds 94 feet away. A three-pointer would win it. No doubt that's what Covington will have to try.
They got Clawson on the ball, which is a nice play.
Yep.
Now they look to see what they set up. They got nobody back. I guarantee Covington, they've got to throw the ball down the floor. Next time when Troy Christian comes out, they'll have a deep checker.
Yeah, that was a chess match right there.
Yeah.
I don't think either coach showed what they're going to show here after this timeout.
I don't think so either.
No.
I don't think so either.
1.1 to go. Covington's got to move the ball 94 feet or at least get it down the floor successfully in someone's hands within 25 feet of the hoop in an attempt to make a shot. A three-pointer would win the game.
A three-pointer would. I like, you got 6'4 Clausen guarding the 5'9 Broomball on the inbounds, which makes him throw a tougher pass. Now, he is able to run the baseline.
Yes. What a heck of a sideline out-of-bounds play with 6.8 to go by Troy Christian. Schemmel threw it in to Connor Peters. He exploded right down the lane, got the corner turned, was covered up by two men, maybe three, fed it to Clausen for the easy layup. 1.1 to go. Covington runs the baseline. Here comes a baseball pass to midcourt, caught by Broomball, a 45-footer at the buzzer, hit the glass up high above the rim, didn't catch the iron, it's no good. And Covington has nipped at the wire.
Wow.
And head coach Carl Ratterman of Covington is asking the officials, why no foul?
Yeah, because he ran over, he went baseline, and he stood and took it, and they surely could have called a foul down there on the baseline.
After the throw in by Covington, you mean?
Before they even threw it in, he ran him over when he was coming back to try to get in front of the inbound play.
Oh, I see.
And he ran over the screener. Yeah. That was Carl Ratterman set that up on purpose.
As Troy Christian was trying to defend the inbounds throw, Covington was stationary, triggered some contact. It could have been called, was ignored. There was nothing near a foul on the shot, which was errant. It did get to the backboard, but, that contact was ignored by the officials. Probably most referees would ignore that in that situation. Nonetheless, great game won by Troy Christian in a photo finish. We thought it would be a dandy. It was. 51-49, our game one final here on Scores Broadcast. Troy Christian edges Covington, which had a fine finish of the campaign. A handful of tight defeats during the regular season. Covington winds up 10-14, 6-6 in the cross-county conference. 10-14 on the year for head coach Carl Ratterman's team. Could very easily have won 15, maybe as many as 16 games. This loss here tonight falls into that broad category of tough luck losses suffered by Covington here in 2019-20.
Yeah, they played well enough to win, that's for sure.
Yep, sure did. They trailed the entire second half of this game, led the entire first quarter, and then Troy Christian began to muscle up and show its strength. But Troy Christian got so many easy shots right around the rim, Chuck.
Yep, they did. I mean, Dave came in there, the 6'1 sophomore. He scored 7 points all in the second half, and he really kind of turned their offense around in the third quarter when they were having trouble scoring.
And what a fourth quarter by Hamilton of Covington. A dynamite fourth period by him. He pumped in 10.
Yeah, 10.
Who are our Clancy's Award winners?
Well, I'm going to go on Troy Christian. You got to go with Clausen, but I got to go with Lucas Day, too. He was terrific. And on the other side, I'm going to go with Jake Hamilton, the junior.
Indeed. Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
That We've been alerted to a final score in Division III, boys. Anna led by just 4 over Dixie at the end of 3. Wound up pulling away to win by 26. First game tonight here at Piqua, a thriller, a heart stomper, right down to the wire. We thought it would be a photo finish. It was. It was scripted before the game, but Jack and Chuck, and that's the way it played out.
It played right down the way we thought it was going to, that's for sure.
51-49, Troy Christian victorious over Covington, and now Troy Christian will play the winner of game 2 tonight between Jackson Center and Rushi on Saturday evening at 7, right back here at Piqua High School. We will go offline for several minutes, then return with Van Halen, then our pre-recorded pre-game open before a brief live open prior to the start of game 2 between Jackson Center and Rushi. For Chuck McBee, I'm Jack Kramer. Final score, first game tonight, Troy Christian 51, Rushi 49 on scores broadcast.com.